Howdy, you're listening to Behind the Stands with host Kelly Wendell, and today joining with me are special guests Houston Hager and Jacob File, who are both active in the hunting industry. How are y'all doing today, gentlemen?
Everything's great today. Can't complain. It's a beautiful Saturday evening.
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. Can y'all give me a little bit of yourselves, like tell me y'all's background?
So I'm from Weimar. I'm in this podcast because I was literally born and raised hunting, spending time in the great outdoors.
I'm Jacob File. I'm from Port Lavaca, Texas. I've spent a lot of my time hunting hogs in different ways. I hunt mainly in Port Lavaca in a bunch of grain fields and stuff. And then I also hunt up here in the College Station area and just woods and river bottom.
And how did you first get into hunting? Like, what made you get involved?
Well, hog hunting with dogs or just hog hunting or hunting in general?
Yeah, just in general.
Well, my dad is a big hunter, so I've been hunting with him. I killed my first deer whenever I was 6, and then I just went wild after that.
That's good. Good to hear. Houston, what about you?
So, for me, we got this deer lease in Weimar, and I've been hunting since, I can imagine, I've been hunting since I was 6 years old. I mainly started hunting hogs probably freshman year of high school. We started hunting hogs by using a thermal scanner and finding the hogs and shining with a green light. And I will say that's really not effective. But from there on, from my junior year on of high school, we pretty much been upgrading the thermal and getting better and better thermal and going from there. It has been an adventure hunting with thermal, but I'm excited to hear what Jacob has to say.
That's awesome. So today's topic, we're going to talk about the difference between hunting with dogs and then hunting with thermals and what's more effective and what are the pros and cons of it. And so, Jacob, can you start us off with telling us how hunting with dogs occurs? Like, how does that take place?
Well, everybody has a different style of it, depending on, the type of terrain you're hunting and where you're from and the type of dogs you're using. But basically, most people use, they got strike dogs and catch dogs. Strike dogs find the hog, trail him, wind him, whatever, and then they get him to bay. And a bay is when they get the hog stopped, they'll circle him and bark at him like a bunch of cow dogs. And then you have catch dogs, and there's pit bull or bulldogs, and then you send those to the bay and they just catch. You send them to any size, they're gonna grab it. It don't matter.
That's awesome. Does it really matter what kind of breed of dog you get, or is there a best breed?
I'm a firm believer that it's not the breed, it's how they're bred. But most people use black mouth curs or black mouth cur crosses for their strike dogs. There's people with really good black mouth curs, and there's people with some that aren't worth anything. So it just depends on how they're bred. Because a good dog bred to a good dog, the whole litter's not going to be good dogs. So you kind of got to cull through them and find the ones you want.
That's good. It's interesting to know. Houston, can you give us a little bit about thermal scopes? How does that take place?
It's kind of funny how Jacob said that, how you kind of got to find the dog that you like to be successful at hog hunting. It's kind of same thing with thermal. You start off with that one thermal and you're like, okay, I'm killing a hog or so, but I feel like I need a better scope. And finally, you just keep upgrading and upgrading, upgrading scopes until you have that one you want. That's where I'm at now. I started with a $1,000 scope, but now I'm at a $5,000 scope. Now it's really effective in having the key, just like Jacob has his certain dogs he wants for hogging. I finally have that certain scope I want, but probably paid a little bit more in the long run, just the cost of that scope and in the past buying all my other scopes. But hunting with thermal has its ins and outs. It can be really good at night, but then it also can be really bad at night. If you're hunting around livestock, it's hard judging the distance, hard judging what animal is what.
Is that one of your cons too? Is that a con about having a thermal scope?
It's a big con of having a thermal scope. There's a lot of people in our area that accidentally shoot calves at night. I never had that happen, but when they're laying in the grass and you can see a figure there and you can't completely ID what it is. You can tell it's a calf, but it also could be a hog. It's kind of, you don't want to take that guess like a lot of people do and end up paying $2,000 to a landowner. So it's just all about experience. It's for a new hog hunter, I don't recommend doing it. I really recommend running with dogs first and seeing if that's something you want to get into. And if you like hunting with dogs, I'd say maybe make the swap to thermal and do both. See what you like more, but it can be a challenge.
Oh yeah, I definitely think that could be a that could be a conflict. You know, you got to have, like, the confidence in knowing, like, okay, I know for sure this is a calf, but then you can't just, like, second guess yourself. Because if you, like, end up shooting the calf, like, you're basically screwed. Like, you're going to have to pay a lot of money back to that person. So, Jacob, can you tell us what are the cons in, like, hunting with dogs?
The cons, I'd say the biggest con is properties. Most properties are too small to do it effectively. You can catch hogs on small properties, but dogs don't know what a property line is, and a good dog is going to chase that hog until he can't no more or until he catches a hog. So I'd say, yeah, like most dog hunters are known for trespassing, and it's not really their fault, but at the same time, if you're doing it, you're doing it. But as far as pros goes, compared to thermals, as far as like if you see a group of hogs, say you see 20 hogs in a field with a thermal, and you and a buddy who can both shoot pretty well, y'all are probably going to kill probably half of the big hogs. You know, you're not going to kill most of the little shoats and stuff. But then a pro with the dogs is you don't need an open field and you don't need to see them in the thermal scope. So if you're thermal hunting in a place that's heavily wooded, and you see a group of hogs through a sendero or through an opening, you're going to shoot one, maybe two, before they hit the woods, and then you're not going to be able to see them no more. With dogs, the woods don't matter, and they're going to keep running them, and you're going to be able to catch multiple back-to-back-to-back if all goes as planned.
Houston, I know a while ago you said for hunters that are first starting to hunt, hog hunting at night and all that, what is your biggest piece of advice to them besides like trying to use dogs to hunt at first?
Starting out, you just need to get experience hunting. If you haven't hunted hogs, you probably never hunted before, because hogs is basically the first thing you hunt. Me and Jacob, I grew up just hunting, and where we are, we have tons of hogs everywhere. I know Jacob has tons of hogs everywhere. That's pretty much the first thing. I feel like we were born hunting. I started out just sitting in the deer blind, waiting for hogs to come across the right of way. I don't know if that's how it was for Jacob, but it's kind of how it was for me.
So as far as the dogs versus thermal go, the main reason for hog eradication at the end of the day is not for fun. It's to save money, like for farmers from damages from hogs.
Right.
And in my hometown, I mainly hunt grain fields, which is corn and milo and cotton fields too. But the hogs normally aren't in the cotton fields unless they're on their way to a corn or milo field. But anyway, and when they plant, of course, it's just a dist field or field in rows, and you can see across it with a thermal just fine. And that's where the thermal really does its best. But then when the time comes, like right before harvest and even months prior to harvest, the corn or the milo is too tall to see through a thermal. And that's where the dogs really shine. And the thermal guys like to say, oh, well, we killed this many hogs before the harvest and after the harvest. But when the like dollar effect really comes into play, is right before harvest, you know, because that's before the farmers are going to harvest their crop.
Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate y'all's time here today.
Of course, it was a blast talking hunting, fishing, outdoors.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our second episode for Behind the Stands. For more information and to listen to more episodes, find us on Spotify.